Welcome, beautiful ladies, magnificent souls. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the biggest obstacle women face that keeps them from healing after a breakup. You see, when I look back into the painful breakup that actually changed the trajectory of my life that happened a few years ago. And when I start thinking about, you know, the things that actually kept me from moving on, from starting to heal way sooner, so many things come to my thoughts, but one thing in particular keeps coming up over and over and over again. And I think that it's the biggest thing that was actually standing between me and opening the doors of healing and stepping into the truth of who I am and just stepping into my new life. And that thing is hope. You know, for such a long time, I mean, looking back right now, you know, we constantly hear that you can connect the dots looking back. And this is how I feel like right now. When I think about my relationship, it turns out that the relationship has been, I mean, my ex and I, we have been going on and off and on and off for a long time before I actually made the decision to just, you know, end it for good. And that was, you know, years into our relation. And here's why I think hope was a killer for me, because when you think about it, you know, hope is having things it's starting to think in a way that goes on the line of, oh, okay, this is just an argument. We're going to get back together. He's going to call me. He misses me already. He's going to text me in a few days, less than a week. We always do this and then we'll get back together. There's nothing wrong with that. We have a bond. We can make it work, you know. And so there was always this pattern of talking myself back into the relationship and not accepting that it has not been working for a long time. It's not working and it has not been working for a long time. I think that hope, it's like keeping a door half open and half closed. And when you do this, you're giving yourself an outlet, a way out. You see, our brains work in a very, you know, in a very supportive manner only if we realize and understand how our brains actually work. Okay, so anytime, remember this, anytime you give your brain a way out, an outlet, it's not going to commit. All right. So anytime you say, oh, I'm going to work on the project, but if I don't, that's okay. I mean, I have plan B, you know, and this is why sometimes you say, oh, okay, you can't have plan B, because having plan B gets your brain to start thinking, to start putting energy and thoughts into, oh, this means we don't really have to work hard to get plan A to work, because if it doesn't, that's okay. We have plan B, so whatever, you know. But when you give yourself just one decision, just one thing to do, your brain finds a way around it. It finds a way to do it. Okay. And so I think that this is one of the things that kept me from healing, from moving on, from stepping into new opportunities that I could have, you know, realized way sooner. I'm not complaining anything. I'm just telling you, I want you and anyone else who's listening to this podcast, you just realize that hope is a killer in this particular situation, because you just keep repeating the same patterns over and over again. You keep talking to yourself back into the relationship, and by doing that, you are not committing to asking the questions that really matter. Questions like, oh, who am I really? What is love? You know, what does it mean to be in love? What does a relationship mean? What kind of relationship do I want to be in? Okay. What do I want out of my life? Okay. These questions are the foundations of not only your life, but of the kind of relationships that you are going to have in your life. And I'm not just talking about intimate relationships. I'm talking about relationships in general. Okay. So anytime you give yourself an outlet by having hope that you can go back together, you're keeping yourself stuck. You're keeping yourself locked back from committing and from looking and being extremely honest with yourself, saying, all right, I am where I am. Now, what can I do with this? How can I use this? Okay. And actually, most of the time, a breakup is not just a breakup. Okay. It's not just one relationship that's not working, you know. You see, the most successful people and the most fulfilled people in life are the ones that keep learning. Yeah, are the ones that learn from their mistakes. And the ones who are not succeeding are the ones who continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again without even taking some time or even a few moments, sometimes not even a few seconds, to just stop, to just pause and to take a step back and to look and to ask the questions that really matter. Okay, what's this about? Why do the relationships that I'm in continue to just, you know, go bananas? They're not working. Why? Okay. What can I do differently? What can I learn from this relationship that's not working? What have I done? Okay. What can I do better? Okay. How can I work on myself so that I can have the relationship that I dream of, that I deserve? And all of these things will not happen until you let go of the hope that you and your ex are going back together. Okay, now listen to me. I'm not saying that you and your ex cannot go back to you and your ex cannot go back together. This is not what the conversation right now is about. What I'm talking about is not putting energy and thoughts into the hope, because when you do that, you're taking energy and thoughts away from the things that could really matter and that could really just push you into the direction of healing, of moving on, of figuring things out, of working on yourself. Whether you go back with your ex or not, this is irrelevant, okay? This is not what this conversation is about. What I'm talking about right here is, how can you just let go of the obstacles that keep you stuck and most of the time just continue to repeat the same patterns that gets you the same results that you've been having, which are relationships that are not working. Now, notice that I'm not saying failure. There is no such thing as failure. All right. A failure is only a failure when we fail, when we do not learn from it, when we don't just like I said before, take a step back and ask ourselves the real questions. Okay? We just continue to go on and on and on and on and on and on and on without even taking a few minutes to ask the questions that really matter. Okay? And so, my message to you, if you are going through a breakup right now, and or if you have anyone who is going through a relationship right now, a friend, family member, my message to you is just let go of the hope. Okay? Let go of the hope. Having hope that the relationship is going to get back, that you and your ex are going back together, it's keeping you stuck. Why? Because everything you do is just like wishy-washy. It's like you're in between, okay? You're not moving on, but and sometimes you're not stuck, but most of the time you are stuck, okay? So giving up the hope is key, you ladies. It's key. I cannot stress it enough. The day that I made the decision that I'm not looking back, that there is no hope, that I don't even want to have the hope, was the day that things started to shift for me. Okay? It was the level, it was the serious commitment that I met to myself, that I made to myself, and the decision that I made. That's that the got things start shifting and start moving on for me. Had I not made such a decision, had I continued to be in a place of in between, being in between, having a foot in, each in two camps, I would have just screwed everything. I would have screwed the relationship. I would have screwed even the hope of going back together, and I would have screwed myself, my life. And remember, I think we have talked about this in one of the previous episodes. Your life is not just about your life. Your life is about the lives of each and everyone that you could possibly get in contact with, which means your life affects those who you come in contact with. Okay? So this could be family, friends, this could be people around you, anyone really. So just making this decision is not just about you. It's about the people whose lives could be impacted by you making such a responsible and a committed decision. So my invitation to you today is to let go of hope. Just let it go, okay? And commit once and for all to just work on yourself, to ask the questions that truly matter. This is how you get started. This is how you put your foot on the first step of healing, of getting over it, of moving forward, okay? And of course, after some time of having the amazing relationship that you dream of, but it's not going to happen if you continue to think back. If you continue to have the door half open, half closed, there is no gray. It's either white or black. Okay? Thank you very much, ladies, for listening. And please, my invitation to you is, you can, if you can go to womengettingoverbreakup.com, there is a very special gift from me to you. It's a simple four-step technique that you can actually start and apply today. It's going to help you tremendously of letting go of the pain, and it's going to put you on the right path to start healing and to be open to free yourself from the pain that you're stuck in. Thank you one more time for listening, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.